WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The first residential drone package delivery service in the U.S. is off the ground in southwestern Virginia. Governor Northam has made what he calls the largest renewable energy contract ever negotiated for state government, and the University of Virginia pioneers a less invasive treatment for thyroid patients. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 21st. The first residential drone package delivery service in the U.S. is off the ground in Virginia. A partner of Google called Wing has FAA approval through early next year for a test period, delivering small items to customers who sign up for the service. Virginia Public Radio's Robbie Harris reports.
A 4-foot drone delivered a 3-pound package to a family in Christiansburg, Virginia. Michael and Kelly Culvert watched the small, unmanned aircraft hover above their designated delivery space and gently lower the package to their front lawn.
There's Halls, Tylenol.
All important, baby wipes.
Baby wipe and a nice little thank you card. Hope you feel better.
Similar packages arrived at other people's houses as part of this drone delivery demonstration over the weekend. Wing is partnering with FedEx, Walgreens, and Blacksburg's Sugar Magnolia Shop for this phase. The company says if drone delivery is widely adopted, it will keep thousands of cars off the road and help sick or disabled people with speedy delivery. Opponents say privacy, safety, and sound issues remain a concern. In Christiansburg, I'm Robbie Harris.
Governor Ralph Northam announced Friday what he called the largest renewable energy contract ever negotiated for state government. The governor said the agreement with Dominion Energy will provide 30% of the Commonwealth's government energy needs by 2022. The agreement provides plans for a total of 420 megawatts of renewable energy, including 345 megawatts from solar projects. The plan also includes 75 megawatts of wind energy from Apex Clean Energy's onshore wind farm in Botetourt County. The University of Virginia is pioneering a less invasive treatment for thyroid patients. UVA is using virtual reality training to teach other doctors how to do the procedure. From VPM News, Charles Fishburne reports.
About 200 physicians put on VR headsets at a Miami symposium last week to see how to do it.
It places the viewer in an unattainable kind of right there next to me seat.
UVA's Dr. Ziv Haskell has his own studio to video the procedure.
Making the experience encompassing, impactful, and ideally demystifying it for both doctors and potential patients.
The thermal ablation procedure uses a heated wand to treat non-cancerous lumps in the thyroid and is new in this country.
I can do pinpoint treatments and avoid the risks of injury to a vocal cord nerve, which was a particular concern for this patient who's a singer, but would be for any of us.
Dr. Haskell is eager to share the technique and is convinced virtual reality training is the future for this and other procedures.
There's zero doubt in my mind that this will be an essential, potent tool in this kind of training, moving ahead new treatment adoption, helping with complex and even basic medical procedural training, and we'll be able to be directly linked to improved quality across all branches of healthcare.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally today, earlier this year, federal judges created new maps for several House of Delegates districts in Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on what that means for this year's elections.
The General Assembly was deep into a trio of blackface and sexual assault scandals when a federal court ordered new maps for House of Delegates districts back in February. The ruling was the end result of a challenge, arguing that Republicans used racial gerrymandering to pack black voters tightly into a dozen districts to dilute their influence. The courts agreed and ordered new maps for those districts and the ones surrounding them. And now Kyle Kondik at the University of Virginia wonders what influence all that'll have on the election.
After we get the election results in, it would be interesting to note if, in fact, the Democrats do win, how big of a role the new districts will have played and whether the Democrats maybe could have won the majority on the old map.
But will the new maps really help Democrats all that much? Quentin Kidd, Christopher Newport University, says it would help them more if turnout were high. But that's not what's expected to happen.
In lower turnout races, the electorate tends to be a little bit more conservative. And so what looked to be a shift of 8 or 10 points toward Democrats in a newly drawn district might not be that much of a shift in a race where turnout is half of what it normally would be in a presidential election year.
Back in 2015, the last time Virginia had this kind of election without any statewide races, turnout was only 29%. Kidd says if Democrats want to win, they'll need to get people out to the polls in large numbers. Republicans, on the other hand, stand to benefit if turnout numbers are low. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.